This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. Now, because of all the guns that have been coming in, I have not had a chance yet to shoot the video review of the G-Code Assaulter Belt. But that's going to be happening very soon. Like, maybe, if not tomorrow, then Thursday. That's definitely going to be happening. But G-Code, the reason, they've been with me for 5 years now. And in that amount of time, all the product that I've used, and you wouldn't believe how much of this stuff I've used, holsters and belts and chest rigs and all this other stuff. This stuff always, always functions, never fails, and it is just indestructible. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. The New York Times posed a provocative question in their Sunday review this past weekend. When is speech violence? Now, you can tell just by reading that headline or hearing it how the paper of record is going to come out on this subject. And the columnist did not disappoint. Her name is Lisa Feldman Barrett, a psychology professor at Northeastern University. She argues that stressful words can have a seriously negative impact on a person's health and life. She concludes that this constitutes a form of violence and proceeds to bemoan how right-wing speakers on campus pose a serious threat to minority students. She says, or she concludes, that's why it's reasonable, scientifically speaking, not to allow a provocateur and hate monger like Mayo Yiannopoulos to speak at your school. He's part of something noxious, a campaign of abuse. There's nothing to be gained from debating him, for debate is not what he is offering. This is the latest of the anti-free speech arguments that are being deployed ad nauseum in defense of preventing right-wing personalities from speaking on campus. I myself don't even understand why you would want to go, Milo, or Ann, or any of you. Because sooner or later, those snowflakes are going to come out into the real world. So, even if you don't get to go talk to them in their safe space, sooner or later, they're going to be coming out to where somebody besides you, and somebody besides their enablers in university, are going to clean their clocks. Now, it is common for leftists to declare opinions that oppose mass immigration or question campus rape hysteria as something amounting to violence. But what is exceedingly rare is for the respectable progressive to show how much concern, or show much concern for genuinely violent speech coming from the extreme left. Now, the same week that the New York Times was publishing another column attempting to paint non-threatening right-wing speech as violence, groups and personalities associated with the Antifa were churning out more calls for violence against anyone that they see as a Nazi. The Daily Caller uncovered more evidence last week that the popular Antifa website, It's Going Down, is cheerleading rampant criminality and violent action. The site has 19 pages of content dedicated to the category of sabotage, where its anonymous anarchist writers praise such activities as pouring concrete on train tracks. You know, those trains are alt-right every day, aren't they? Nazi trains! There are multiple instances of the site threatening violence against Trump supporters, although I have yet to meet one that that's actually happened to outside of one of these cities where, you know, they're forcibly disarmed. One of the things on the site promotes a poster showing a bayonet being thrust against a person wearing a MAGA hat. I need to get an MAGA hat. I need to be wearing that around. Maybe I need to get it with the combat infantry badge underneath it. They also recently published an open letter to the left in order to get their moderate peers to support their violent activities. They claim that only the violent leftists of Antifa are willing to fight for the liberals. It was the intense resistance that the anarchists and the anti-fascists engaged in after the election, at the inauguration, and against the far right, which made it harder for the regime to roll out the totality of their agenda for fear of a full-scale revolt. I wish you would go full-scale. I wish you would. I wish you would go to the gun store. I wish you would do all the stuff that you think you're going to do and employ against somebody, and you think we're just going to sit there and go, oh no, it's the Antifa, what shall we do? See, I'm not violent. I was trying to explain, I tried to explain this to my guy Charles today at Gap Marketing. I'm the opposite of violence. I am a pacifist. But you have to understand what a pacifist is in my world. A pacifist in my world has the capability to mess you up, but they make a choice whether they're going to do that or not. Messing somebody up, cleaning their clock, you know, however you want to put it, that is not anti-pacifist. That's simply somebody saying, well, the peace has to be kept, and I have to go to the extreme to do that. But in spite of their open support of violence and criminality, it's going down. It allows to raise money on Patreon, which is one reason why I am not on Patreon, for anybody that's ever looked at my YouTube page and said, well, how come you're not on Patreon? That's a site that often bans extreme rightists from doing the same. And those messages aren't just limited to the fringe corners of the internet. They also pop up in the culture. Most famous example is when Stranger Things star David Harbour proclaimed at the Screen Actors Guild Awards that those who oppress need a punch in the face. The Hollywood people cheered at that suggestion. A less famous but more recent and violent example of that encouragement comes from the left-wing hardcore band Stray from the Path. Last Thursday, they released a music video for their new song, Goodnight Alt-Right. And it's an open endorsement of violence against members of the so-called alt-right. And the video glorifies Antifa stalking and torturing a MAGA hat-wearing fascist. Singer of the band screams the song's message loud and clear. Preach hate, expect hate. And music is famous for portraying violent fantasies. And we should be weary of construing artistic expression as a literal incitement. But their song came out at a time when these messages have impact on a large part of society, like James Hodgkinson. And just ask the everyday folk at the Portland Republican Party, who were threatened with being dragged and beaten if they participated in the city's famous Roses Parade. I would have gone. Violence against conservatives and Republicans have been remarkably normalized due to the extreme partisanship and overblown fears the president is taking America down a path towards fascist dictatorship. The only problem with that is these guys have not met violence yet. The Berkeley rioters did not meet violence. They did defend their actions, and the school's newspaper and their arguments sounded remarkably similar to that of the Times column. They were resorting to violence in order to fight the supposed violence of Milo's words. It's quite interesting that Professor Barrett's argument can be exploited to support physical violence, all because of dubious fears of the mental harm inflicted by right-wing rhetoric. Maybe the leftists should stop making arguments for suppressing speech and encouraging actual violence, and focus instead on the terroristic propaganda of Antifa. The New Jersey Department of Homeland Security considers the left-wing movement a threat. So when will the Times Sunday Review take this same stance? Let me tell you something, if New Jersey considers a movement a threat, you can pretty much assume that they've gone so far left now that they're not even in the same field as the regular run-of-the-mill Democrat. But sooner or later, they're going to meet violence waiting for them. Then there will be a different tone when that happens. But that's all later on down the road. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
All right. Concentrating on the snowflakes today. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. This is where you will find the OSH, the SXT, and the SOC. Now, I run on a regular basis either the OSH or the SOC. SOC is a retention tactical holster that is designed to, just take a pounding. The OSH is a little less extreme, but it can be used day-to-day, every day, as a concealed carry holster if you want. Or you can go with the Eclipse or the Incog, which was developed in conjunction with Haley Strategic Partners. It doesn't matter. The variety is there. Go check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Right now, the progressive left is scoffing at the recent poll number showing that 58% of Republicans and GOP-leaning independents find that colleges have a detrimental impact on the country. You can hear them in your mind's eye, can't you? Rehashing the GOP or anti-intellectual arguments. And I'm sure they do that to help them sleep soundly, because they're so fragile. Yet given the anti-free speech antics of the college leftists, the nonsensical lectures about privilege, the cafeteria protests about food being culturally misappropriated, and the idiotic safe space advocacy, you can maybe see how the right might feel that way. And it's not like the faculty are, you know, sane. Maybe that's not the right word. They're anti-intellectual. Like these two feminist geography professors who don't want others to cite the research of white straight males because it maintains the white heteromasculinity system. Now, at this particular point, we're going to turn this into a drinking game. So whenever I point out where they're going against Caucasians or males, you got to drink. If you're not within reach of alcohol, you will probably do it later after the show. So, you're probably saying to yourself, what in the fresh hell is heteromasculinity? Well, let me tell you. Coming from Campus Reform, Rutgers University Professor Kerry Mott and University of Waterloo Professor Daniel Cockayne advanced the claim in an article published last month in the Feminist Journal of Geography. But they also suggest that citation can serve as a feminist and anti-racist technology of resistance in references are if they're chosen with the explicit intent of promoting those authors and voices we want to carry forward. Mott and Cockayne say citation practices are an issue of scholarly concern because whether a professor's work is cited by other scholars has strong implications for hiring, promotion, tenure, and how certain voices are represented over others in academia. To cite only white men, drink! Or to only cite established scholars does a disservice to researchers and writers who are othered by white heteromasculinism, drink! They argue, defining white heteromasculinism, drink, as an intersectional system of oppression, describing an ongoing process that bolsters the status of those who are white, drink, male, drink, able-bodied, drink, economically privileged, drink, heterosexual, and cisgendered. Two shots. The authors claim that this oppressive tradition contributes to the marginalization of women, people of color, and I've never heard this phrase before, those othered through white, heteromasculine hegemony, drink, asserting that particular voices and bodies are persistently left out of the conversation altogether. Now, if you're following their progressive politically correct speech code, cisgendered is where the red flag should have gone up as a warning that what I was describing was going to be insane. The term pretty much means that those who live their lives as the gender assigned at birth. And we can cut the whole nonsense about all of this. There's only two of them. One, two. There's no gray area. There's no halfway. You know, that's it. So to be, you know, I'll play your stupid game, to be more intellectually well-rounded, we need to disregard other research from fellow geography scholars because you don't like white people. Drink. That sounds sort of strange to me. And, you know, what if what if somebody that is what you would describe as a person of color, I would describe as, you know, I don't know, whatever they, you know, if they came to me and say, hey, Bill, I'm black. I'm a black man. Okay, black American man. If we have to get out there and get into that hyphenating thing, okay. Person of color, though. My homeland is here in the United States. I was born in South Carolina. My forebears come from Europe. Both sides. Both sides. My the one where I get my name, which is actually spelled V-R-E-D-E, is, well, he was a mercenary. Sort of Shanghai mercenary. And as soon as he got here, he deserted. And, of course, my mother is, she was naturalized herself here, and I'm second generation on her side. Getting out there and discounting me and saying that if I were in academia and you were going to disregard what I had to say because of something I had no control over, I had no control over being male or Caucasian. I didn't have, nobody asked me about that. But if you're going to, if you're really serious that if you cite white straight guys who have probably already discovered these very preliminary facts about just one part of the world, that are you thinking that white heteromasculine hegemony will continue? And if they don't write about it, then they're just bad academics. But please, you know, facts are facts, and no matter who writes them. So this is just academic apartheid in reverse. No one should really care about who wrote the study as long as it has solid data. Is it accurate? That should be one key criteria for citing a study. And it just comes to show you the suffocating authoritarian qualities of American progressivism. They will make you care whether you want to or not. When we get back, we're going to have a reasonable conversation about guns. Yeah. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. Now tomorrow I'm going to demonstrate some G-Code. I hope tomorrow I'm going to demonstrate some G-Code stuff. If not, then the next day. But G-Code is one of the most modular systems out there. They're literally, one of the reasons that so many tactical operators have moved to them is if you're running, say, a drop leg rig, you can move that holster from your thigh to your hip, from your hip to your chest, if you need to do that, with their RTI system. That's what makes them exceptional. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. People wonder why it is nearly impossible to have a reasonable conversation on guns and gun control. And if you're one of those that is wondering about it, you need look no further than Brent Larkin, the retired editorial director for Cleveland's Plain Dealer and frequent columnist at Cleveland.com. He went crazy last week. He declared that the pro-gun state legislators have a 17th century mindset, because they favor loosening regulations on concealed carry, which is a trend, by the way, that is sweeping the nation. But he wrote, and I quote, "When it comes to deadly weapons or just about any other issue that matters, this is a state in the high-speed lane towards irrelevance. In its ongoing effort to make sure young educated people stay away, and to appease the gun lobby that funds members' campaigns, the Ohio legislature is in the process of doubling down on its love affair with weapons that can slaughter dozens of people in a matter of seconds." I'm going to have to, when Sean's on here tomorrow, I'm going to talk to him. Wow. Is the Ohio legislature, which, hey, you know, the Buckeye Firearm Association took faster to them, and proved to them that they were that was a good idea, and they approved it. Are they proposing to arm each and every member of the Cleveland street gangs with a personal, fully automatic weapon so they can cut down everyone on every city street? Well, you would think so if you're reading Mr. Larkin's column. What they're doing is proposing to deregulate legal concealed carry of firearms for self-defense, doing away with the government licensing and taxing of a constitutional right. Now, consider that there were only six states that recognized this permitless carry on January 1st, 2016, and now there's 12. And that's how strong the movement is, six states in a year. Additionally, so some pro-gun legislators are supporting a measure that would provide for holders of concealed carry licenses and qualified members of the military to be removed from the property if found to be in violation of a gun-free zone, but not to be charged with a criminal offense. So they're otherwise legal and law-abiding, but they would just be, you know, hey, you got a gun? Listen, you can't stay here. Please go that way. For Larkin, sky is falling. Blood is soon going to be running curb deep in the streets, and the OK Corral will soon be relocated to downtown Cleveland. He continues on. He doesn't just hold it up for Cleveland. He hates a lot of Ohio people. Just because we live in the same state as people from Butler, Claremont, and Warren counties shouldn't mean the rest of us should have to play by their 17th century rules. I'm having trouble with this one. He says the legislature session returning Ohio into the wild, wild west also ignores new evidence that a huge majority of Americans have figured out that this country's obsession with deadly weapons needs to change. That analogy, the wild, wild west, has been grossly overused for the last 30 years. When there was a wild, wild west, the most dangerous place to be in was Tammany Hall, New York. That was really dangerous then. But since then, you know, that all began when Florida pioneered the right to carry movement that has subsequently spread throughout the country like wildfire. Then he went to lie about a measure that passed earlier this year. Then just months ago, a new president signed a bill making it easier for mentally ill people to purchase deadly weapons. He writes, the mentally ill, of course, are often singled out by the gun lobby as a group responsible for misusing deadly weapons. What Trump did was he said, look, if you are on Social Security and you have not been adjudicated crazy, you can have gun rights. Obama was looking for 2 to 4 million in one strike to be able to put on a new prohibited persons list like he did the veterans. So none of them, by the way, none of them proven to be mentally ill in any way. But here's the thing that Mr. Larkin doesn't get. Look, Mr. Larkin, if you can't walk the streets with a gun, you are mentally ill. You shouldn't be able to walk the streets without a custodian. That was all a bureaucratic decision that did away with due process of the law. And Larkin knows this, but he chooses to tell his version of the story because the truth doesn't seem to fit his anti-gun agenda. Then he concluded his rant by quoting Jim Irvine, who's a friend of mine. He said, there is no right to be free of stupid people. Now, Jim was probably, quote, referring directly to Larkin, and it's likely he was talking about someone very similar if he wasn't referring to Larkin individually. And, hey, you know what? This is why we can't have a reasonable conversation on the gun issue. Because I operate based upon facts and data and logic. And people like this Yahoo operate entirely on emotion and feelings. So let me share some feelings about carrying guns in the 21st century. I would agree that it is sad that we, in all of this time, the Homo sapien has not managed to change our nature to where there are three classes of Homo sapien. There are the sheep. There are the wolves, and then there are the protectors. If you want to go by the sheepdog thing, that's fine. That has withstood the test of time. That hasn't changed that much in all of this time that we have been standing on this rock. And I think that is a shame, without a doubt. But I also think that because the nature of man has never changed, then getting out there and citing things like 17th century mindset is a little bit disingenuous, because the things that hold true about man's nature, which is what we're talking about here, is true today as it was in the past. Even though we have iPhones, and even though we've seen Star Trek, and even though, you know, we can stream, and there's YouTube and all this other stuff. even though all of this stuff is present today, things are still pretty much the same way. The United States, to have as many gun owners and guns in the nation as they are, we are remarkably peaceful. If it's about the guns and the people that own the guns. Now, I don't know exactly what, you know, what Mr. Larkin fails to say, though. He's basically making this out like, if you guys would just leave things the way they are, this is all we wanted to have anyway. Like, you know, we wouldn't go after any more gun control if this was not present. But that's not true. That's not true. I know exactly what their long-term plan is. And you do, too. It has nothing to do with my public safety or what's better for this or better for that. They just want us disarmed. They want us disarmed so they can tell us what we're going to do, when we're going to do it. The monopoly of violence. That's what it is called, the monopoly of violence. And letting anybody in this day and age have a monopoly on violence is insane. Now, I'm willing to bet that Mr. Larkin is probably much older than I am, and that's fine. I respect him for his age, and I hope that he lives to a ripe old age. But you know what, old man? You don't get to tell me what I'm going to do and not going to do. That's the problem you don't quite get. And when you start describing all of this stuff and coming out against politicians who are trying to make people freer, well, yeah, there's some transparency there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off, plus free shipping.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. You know, you may have your weapon. You may have your magazines to go with said weapon. You may have the ammunition to go in the magazines. If you already have all of that, then go to tacticalholsters.com and you can get everything else there. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Rob Morse is on the show with me last night, and we were talking about this article that he wrote, and we're going to pull this apart a little bit more because we didn't get to go into as much detail as I would have liked. But, you know, it's an interesting piece. There's just some questions that are not asked that I'm going to ask in the middle of all of this. But, I mean, all of you know that legal gun ownership is very regulated here. If we all agreed on everything, then we would not have to sit around and protect our rights. But it becomes essential to protect a minority view. And gun owners, verbally at the very least, are a minority here in the U.S. And Pew Research brought their bipolar selves out and conducted a series of interviews last month. They released reports on the opinions of gun owners and non-gun owners. And here's where the gun owners and the non-gun owners disagree, based upon a poll, which I, for the life of me, do not believe. Now, gun culture 2.0 is centered around self-defense rather than hunting, and that motivation has grown in recent years, but there's still a large urban-rural divide in gun ownership and the attitude towards firearms. Most rural households have a gun. Urban households with a gun remain a minority. You're almost twice as likely to live with a gun in your home if you live in the country as opposed to the city. There are similarities. A majority of gun owners in both settings have a loaded gun easily accessible. But there's also large differences between the urban and rural culture. A majority of rural non-gun owners say they have friends who own guns, and despite the myth of urban diversity, a minority of urban non-gun owners say they have friends who own guns. Now, their poll, one thing that you'll notice in their study here, is they make out like people that live rurally have never lived urban, and vice versa. The urban people have never been from, you know, small town USA. They find some common ground between gun owners and non-gun owners. A majority of non-gun owners in both urban and rural areas say they have at least fired a gun. The handgun owners who carry concealed are significantly more likely to be NRA members than those handgun owners who don't carry. Now, if that were the case, and this is where I begin to cry shenanigans, if that were the case, then the NRA would probably have 10 million members instead of 5. NRA members, they say, are significantly less supportive of background checks than are non-NRA gun owners. I wouldn't say that they're non-supportive. I think they probably know that, first of all, like in my case, I picked up two handguns today, and except for the fact where they had to report that I picked up two handguns today, there wasn't even a background check run on me. So, there's some red flags there. People who admit over the phone to owning a gun are three times more likely to be male than female. Except we're told all the time that females are the largest growing segment of gun owners in the United States today. And they may not have reached parity yet, but you know, when I was at the NRA meetup, you know what? I saw young people, I saw female people, I saw black people, I saw Asian people. It was a party. Hispanic people, families. There's a disagreement about safe storage. Non-gun owners have different standards of gun safety than people who actually own a gun. A majority of non-gun owners think all guns should be kept unloaded at all times with ammunition stored separately. Those are the idiots, because if you're going to do that, why have the gun in the first place? Just, you know, take that money and buy a nice samurai sword. You can just keep it there, and you don't have to ever load it, and you just cut somebody's head off. Not surprisingly, a majority of gun owners disagree. That divergent opinion may be explained by the reality of keeping both guns and ammunition in a locked gun safe. I don't know. A minority of both gun owners and non-gun owners say it is essential to tell visitors that there is a gun in the home. I don't care. First of all, anybody that comes over to my house, well, like I had a washer delivered to my house yesterday, and in the floor of the was the DTWS Arms tier rifle in its case. So there was no doubt amongst those guys, although one of those guys had delivered to me before, and it was no big deal. But I wouldn't have told them if it hadn't been laying out, because it's none of their damn business. You're coming to visit me. I'm not going to marry you, though. The majority of gun owners say they own a gun for personal protection. Majority of gun owners also say they feel safer having a gun in their home. And a minority of people living without a gun in the home feel that having a gun would make them feel safer. I don't get it. Okay. Safety training. A clear majority of gun owners say they have taken a firearm safety course. A majority of non-gun owners say that safety training is essential, but they've never taken this themselves. Wonder who's going to teach their kids. The right to keep and bear. Gun owners and non-gun owners disagree on the right to keep and bear arms. They disagree about banning assault weapons, banning high-capacity magazines, and reducing the number and type of gun-free zones. Non-gun owners think gun laws work. Well, okay. You're just idiots then, because you can read, can't you? Guns and crime. Gun owners think legal gun ownership reduces crime, which the stats prove out. Non-gun owners think legal gun ownership leads to more crime, except that it is proven that there's 15-plus million of us that are the most law-abiding in the United States today. Non-gun owners think that legal gun owners are part of the problem. And I vehemently disagree with you non-gun owners. Now, this poll may give, I'm not going to say it gives a public opinion because it's too skewed. We can argue that the opinion is uninformed or inaccurate, but this does point out some clear differences between the gun culture and opinions held by people that think they are in the majority. If there's 136 million gun owners in the United States and there's 248 million adults, who's the minority? Now, if you include children, okay, yes, gun owners are in the minority. But children can't own guns anyway. So let's take 70 million away from that, and what does that leave us with? About 118 million, something like that? 120 million? So we are actually the minority among likely gun owners that could own a gun, like likely voters. So I don't subscribe to that theory that we are the minority. I don't subscribe to the theory that they are the majority. They're not informed on anything. All you can look at, all you have to do is take into what you hear some of these people saying about semi-automatic weapons of war. Why you can pull the trigger and it is a 30-round, nanosecond death-dealing machine. Okay, that sounds quite informed to me. Not exactly something Steve Fisher would tell me. Not something that Tatiana Whitlock would tell me. Trek Ultrecht, he wouldn't tell me that. Aaron Cowan would not tell me that. Paul Van Dunk wouldn't tell me that. So, if I'm out there and I'm hearing that kind of an opinion coming from them, I can surmise that they don't know what they're talking about, right? And if they don't know what they're talking about, why do I have to give their opinion based solely on falsehood any credence whatsoever? The only question needs to be asked, if they don't know what they're talking about, is do you like people having guns? And if they say no, that's the only one that they know for sure. How do they feel about it? Because they don't know anything about them. They've never used them before. They've never owned one. They don't carry one on a daily basis. They're the low-info voter. And, they're showing how low-info they are. With that little ditty. Hour number 3 is coming up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't give my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. I thank my boss for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.